They say you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. Well, actually, I can tune a fish every day at the fish cannery. I also can sardines. I pack them in tight like sardines, 'cause that's what they are, and that's what I do. If there's room for one more,
isn't this beautiful?
I'll squeeze in two.
The music of Tim Cavanaugh, who is performing at Zanies in St. Charles this week, and is often compared to Harry Connick Jr.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My father was not a state's attorney
in Orleans,
Louisiana at all.
Yep.
Although my father was in the FBI.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. A lot of people, you know, kind of look at me as like, you know, we can shove him around a little bit.
Yeah.
But uh-uh.
Nope.
Nope. My dad, whew. And
he was
a marksman. He was a marksman.
I don't know when to believe you and when
not
to believe
you. No, that part is true.
You're like Bill.
I'm going to do jokes about my dad.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But he's been dead for a long time.
Oh.
But that doesn't matter.
Laugh.
It's a show, right?
Right.
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 So I don't talk about anything real.
The volume is where it's plugged in, by the way.
Okay. All right. Thank you, you guys.
is that better?
I'm sorry. You know, I am a radio nightmare.
Do you want Kevin to come in and adjust
your sound? Kevin to do anything.
All right.
Kevin, come out here. Tim, you can cough.
Kevin, you know what? I've met... No, not that. I don't want him to do that.
No, that's crazy.
No, Kevin, I've met Kevin a bunch of times. And
what do you
think?
It
really wasn't until today
that
I realized he is a handsome man.
Yeah.
You just figured this out?
I didn't notice it before. It was sort of like, you know.
What changed, do you think, that you noticed it now?
I think he got married, and I think that his wife has gussied him up a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think his grooming is a lot better than it was.
Yep.
He looks shiny and nice. And
Do you know what happened to Kevin? A couple of weeks ago, he announced that his band, and you're in the world of music, so I bring this up to you, his band Fade has broken up. And for some reason, he wasn't that upset about it, and Wendy wasn't, but I took it very hard for some reason.
Yeah, you know what? And he doesn't have to do that fade haircut anymore.
No.
Which I'm so happy about.
Right. Yep.
Because he looks stupid. Maybe that's why I didn't find him attractive before.
Oh, he's got regular
natural
hair.
I didn't realize it. It's all part of his thing. I don't blame you for being upset about
it. I was very upset.
Do you need a bass player? Because he's a fine bass player and a little guitar.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, because they close out so many of our hit songs.
Yeah.
You know, where at the end it just says Fade.
Right.
You know,
that's
when they come in.
Yep.
You can hardly hear them playing.
They're very quiet.
They're very quiet.
Meek almost.
I can see why they broke up.
Right.
Frankly.
They didn't get any credit.
They didn't get
any of the credit.
No.
How are you?
I'm very good.
We haven't seen you in a while. Everything's all right?
I know. I'm good.
You're always traveling now.
You screwed up your leg.
Oh, Tim, it's such an ugly story. I don't want to upset you.
I, you know what? I was upset when I heard about it.
Yeah.
And I've gotten over it. And now...
Good. I'm glad to hear
it's
that.
Not you.
And I came in today and I was expecting to see you in some sort of a brace or...
One of those walking boots.
That went away a week ago. I had that for almost a month.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was very painful.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Oh, please.
I've known Bill for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And, for a long time, he did have, you know, braces on his legs and whatever. But,
yep.
But which he did really just for fashion more than anything.
Right.
I go for sympathy. That's the look I like.
Well, your parents wouldn't get you braces for your teeth,
right.
So you wanted to fit in.
They're cheaper.
Checked the wrong box on our medical card. We checked the wrong box, so I had to wear it. Yep.
You know what? Yeah, you had a hard childhood.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, your parents and their illiteracy.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really
probably thank you for
the thing
remembering.
It held you back the most.
That's so nice.
As a matter of fact, my father, who's in many of my jokes,
he's a marksman. From what I hear,
he's a marksman,
former FBI member,
and is deceased.
Oh,
when you come see my show this weekend at Zanies out in St. Charles, which is going to be fantastic. When I say, oh, my father is this or that, just ignore that. It's just say, oh, it's part of his show.
It's so what you're saying about your dad probably isn't true, but for the sake of art, you're saying things.
They're jokes,
right.
Is what they are, or they're supposed to be. You know what? In fact, that's a good tip. If you hear me talking about my father,
yeah.
That's supposed to be a joke.
Oh.
Okay, so at the end, laugh.
I'm confused because you say he's deceased and yet you'll be talking about him. Can't you use the past tense when you talk about him?
No, because these are things he's doing now.
Oh.
But I was thinking today.
It makes the joke fresher.
You know what? I could make it my uncle, I suppose. Mm, it could be.
No.
But it's not
punch.
The same. It's
no.
not the same.
Right.
You know, my father. Oh, okay. For instance, I mean, my father is 87 years old.
Yeah.
Still the most optimistic guy.
Your dad is, yeah.
I've ever met.
Yeah.
To this day, every night before he goes to sleep, he puts a dollar underneath his pillow, hoping to get some of his teeth back. See, it's just a joke.
If you said your uncle, though, I would.
My uncle? Who cares about my uncle?
People don't want to hear that.
Who
they
cares
want to hear about
my
your
uncle?
Dad.
They want to hear about my dad, and my dad, unfortunately, died before he turned 87, and I couldn't do that joke about him.
But if you say that during the show, it would bring people down. They'd be
I know,
horrified.
And that's why the more I think about this, the more this is really stupid for me to even brought this up.
Can I make a suggestion, though, Tim?
Sure.
Have a giant light on the stage, like a red light. And
okay.
when the light is on, the audience knows what you're saying is you're kidding. It's a joke. When the light is off, then it's real. Think about doing that.
That's a good idea.
All right?
That's a really
like
a good idea.
Like an indicator light. Like, you know, in your car, if you're having a hard time with the brakes or something, a red light goes on.
It's kind of like Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know, when the green light donuts. Is on, you know that it's really good now.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
All right.
We have somebody who wants to talk to you, Tim.
I hope it's not
it's
my
your
father.
Dad. He's furious.
From another dimension.
He's so angry.
I don't blame him for being
Tim
mad.
Tim Kavanaugh, tonight through Saturday, Zany's St. Charles at the Pheasant Run Resort, and Dallas is on the air. Hi, Dallas.
Hi. Hey, Tim, I wonder if you remember a show in Bemidji, Minnesota about 20, 25 years ago.
Bemidji? Oh, okay, because yeah. I've got my headphones on, but I can't hear the call.
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota, in Bemidji?
Dallas was at that show, yeah.
Dallas, I remember driving into Bemidji and automatically feeling a little disappointed.
Why?
Well, because
why do you,
you
say
know what,
that?
Bemidji, you have a, okay, is this right? You have the big statue of Paul Bunyan?
I actually live in near St. Charles, but we were on vacation. And yes, there's a big Paul Bunyan statue. But we were
yeah,
on
there's a big Paul Bunyan statue.
I was sitting in the front row, and you asked what my name was, and I said, Dallas. And you said, is this your wife? And she said, and I said, yes. And she said, and her name? And her name is Debbie.
There you go. Well,
Debbie
you wrote the
does
joke.
Dallas.
You now, are you guys in town? Did you say? Did you move here, or are you in town for the weekend?
Are you at Zany's in St. Charles this
because
weekend?
I've got a front row seat for you two.
Yeah. Well, believe me, we could come to the show. It's been a long time since we've seen you, but I mean, it was a perfect setup. You went on about us for five minutes, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, Debbie does. I mean, that's fantastic.
It writes itself.
Right, I don't even want to say it on the air. The actual thing.
Well, Dallas, are you available to go sometime this weekend? Because Tim will send you and your lovely wife, Debbie, up with some tickets.
Well, guess where I'm going Saturday morning?
Well, Zany's is going to be closed Saturday
Bemidji?
Morning.
Bemidji?
Paul Bunyan Pancake House?
Where are you going, Dallas?
Well, we're going back up to that area on vacation, and we're leaving Saturday morning.
Oh,
so unless it was Friday night or something, no, but... I just thought, you know, it was a perfect comedian setup, so I thought I'd call in.
Okay, well, if you're driving in, you're coming in on Saturday?
No, we're leaving.
He's
we're
here
leaving.
Now. He's leaving for Minnesota on Saturday.
I've got a show tonight, and I've got a show tomorrow.
Can you make one of those, Dallas?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Well, fantastic. And here's the thing that I didn't mention.
What's
okay,
that,
Dallas,
Tim?
I don't even have to set you up for tickets, because Zany's has taken care of that. All you have to do is go to their website. It's www.stcharleszanies.com.
Mm-hmm.
Put in promo code TIM,
mm-hmm.
T-I-M,
mm-hmm.
and you get free tickets. It's for all the shows this weekend.
Wait, so, just for Dallas or for everybody?
For everybody.
Is
this
that
is
true?
For everybody in the sound of my speaking voice. Wendy's looking at me like that.
Well, no.
That can't be true.
It's true. The Zany's apparently.
Did you sign a door deal? I hope you did.
I did. You know,
Dallas, you can do that though. Go to stcharles.zanies.com.
Yeah,
and the promo code is Tim. You get free tickets. Go tonight or tomorrow.
All right.
Will you save him a front row seat?
I will. You know what? Yeah, I will. I will tell the door person to expect Dallas and Debbie, and to make sure that they sit up front.
How about that,
That's
Dallas?
That's fantastic.
Thanks. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
Okay. Can you bring Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice with you?
Will they get free tickets too?
Everybody gets free tickets.
Wendy, I don't know if you ever
go to the website.
Tim, in the early days, he would mess with the audience a lot, and all the punchlines were always names of porn films. That was Tim's thing. He originated that.
Yeah. And Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, in my mind, is a porn
right,
film.
Right, very dirty.
Do you walk through a green door at the St. Charles Zanies?
I do.
All right.
I do.
We have to take a break. Can you do a song? Because I noticed you have a guitar. Can
I
we
do.
Take a break?
When
and
you
yeah,
come back? Yeah,
yeah?
All right.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Tim Cavanaugh is here.
How's your dad?
If you're...
He's good. He's 87 years old. Did I mention that?
If your name is the punchline to an adult film, there's shows for you to see at Zanies in St. Charles at the Pheasant Run Resort. Just go to zanies.com, stcharles.zanies.com. Stick around more ahead, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Tim Cavanaugh is here.
Tim Cavanaugh is here, Wendy. He's performing at St. Charles Zanies this weekend. You can get free tickets. Tim, I can't believe this is true.
This
They're
is
just
really
giving
hard.
Away tickets?
I couldn't believe it either. And it's like for every show.
Who's
it's,
paying
it's like
for
I've
this
got a,
show?
I've got a
Anyone?
Show. I guess maybe they have a sponsor or something like that.
Wow.
I know.
What if your HMO doesn't
think,
cover this?
I don't think my sponsor would do that.
I'm not sure that this
AA
is a good way
sponsor,
to make money.
I think that Zanies has just decided that we're in this for the write-off.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in it for the philanthropic, mm-hmm. I can't even say it, philanthropic joy of just giving free comedy,
yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Yep.
And it's me and Vince Moranto, and I believe
is Vince?
That's why.
I love Vince.
I do too.
I love Vince. So, and then there's another guy whose name I wrote down, and I can't. It's a Jacob Cheney.
Oh,
I don't know him, but I'm sure
like,
I'd love him
something
too.
Like that.
Yep.
So anyway, so I couldn't believe it either. It was sort of like, well, apparently,
shocking.
You know, tickets are selling so well,
yeah.
That they've decided
to give them away for
to
free.
Refund everyone's money right. And just. And by the way, if you've already bought tickets, I'm not sure they're going to refund your money.
You know what they told us over at Zanies? That they're going to start paying people to come and see you. And I said, don't do it. Why would you do that? That's an insult. Don't do that. Can we take a very quick phone call?
Yeah, let's take one more. Put your headphones on, Tim.
Okay.
This is Karen. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. I'm so happy to hear Tim on the air. I loved him.
Mm. Thank you so much, Karen.
Did you know his dad?
His dad passed away.
I did not know his dad.
Yeah, yeah.
But if he was half as funny as Tim, that it had to be a fun family.
He was funny. He was really funny.
Ray.
Ray
Kavanaugh.
He died laughing,
yep.
As a matter of fact.
Sad, but
that's
true.
The way to go. Karen,
that is one way to go, yes.
Why don't you go out to St. Charles because you can get free tickets
free.
For this show?
I have to, you know, I've seen Tim at least three times already.
That's plenty.
Yeah, that's if you haven't seen Vince Moranto, come on out and see him because he's funny also.
Would like to get to know him too, but Tim, your songs. I mean, I've seen you since way back in the days of Drink Up, Chuck and Die, and
oh my gosh,
it's yeah. One
God
time I sat with
you.
Your family. Just I just happened to be sat at the table with your family, and they were just amazed that I knew who you were.
Because my family, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I love my family, but. It's
not very
them,
supportive?
It's taken them a while to get what
to warm up
what
to
Tim
your
does.
Career. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
thanks for the
but
kind
Karen,
words,
but thank
Karen.
You very much because my family is still always surprised. I talked to somebody who knows who you are.
Oh,
like,
that's
well,
you'd
that's
think
pretty...
they would while they're at the show, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
they should get used to that. You're really funny.
Yep.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks,
I
Karen.
Appreciate that. I love you.
Thanks. Love you, too.
Okay.
And
bye-bye.
If Karen wants to go or anyone listening wants to go see Tim Cavanaugh.
She didn't seem to want to.
Even
no,
for
she's
free.
Seen me three times.
Right. That's plenty.
You can go to stcharles.zanies.com, use the promo code Tim, and you will get free tickets.
Tim, we don't have a lot of time, but can you play us one song? Is it possible to do one song for us, please?
This is a really short song.
All right. That's fine.
Because
okay.
We don't have much time.
That's fine.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And it's all wrong now. In fact, it's a mess. And it's all wrong. Jumping Jack Flash has a gastrocnemius strain. OK. okay.
I just wrote that
in the way I kind of screwed up the music, but
yeah, I can relate to that.
Because that's what Bill got.
Yep.
I never heard of that gastrocnemius.
No one has ever heard of that.
It sounds
abdominal. More people have heard of Tim Kavanaugh than they've heard of gastrocnemius.
I'll have you know, Tim, it's the most prominent muscle in your calf. Just for clarification purposes.
Well, you know what? I did a little research on it.
Yes.
Okay.
What'd you find
out? I learned this, that it is half of the calf muscle, mm-hmm. along with the, let me see, I've got it written down here, the soleus muscle.
Yes.
And they put those together and you get like a calf, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool.
I don't need veal.
And I didn't realize that the gastrocnemius was just half of the calf. So
half the calf.
Every time that I walk into Starbucks and I order a half calf,
that's what
I
you
think
get?
Of you. I think of you,
Tim.
Every time.
That's so nice.
They've gotten used to me now. It's
you
like,
are
I have the
so
gastrocnemius.
Weird, and I love it.
I have the gastrocnemius. You don't have to put my name on it.
Tim Kavanaugh is performing at Zany's in St. Charles. Bring a card. You know, his dad passed away, and he's still a little sad about that. Yeah. But he's getting better every day. It's getting stronger. StCharles.Zany's.com. Tickets are free. You can't beat the price.
Use promo code Tim.
Yeah, use the promo code Tim.
Promo code Tim, T-I-M.
Okay.
Yep.
All
it's
right.
just that simple. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
We'll take a quick break, and then some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.